And could you do me a favor? These rack lights, like, bring them down. I'm not even sure we really need those because they're, like, blinding. There. Oh, thank you. Oh, that's so much better. Ooh, you guys are all spots. You are the light of the world, at least light in my eyes. So it's interesting. Last week, as I shared with you, for those of you that were here, Jeff had contacted me the week before, of course, coming down for our big celebration for Marie last week, and had shared with me that God had put a study on his heart and asked if I would mind if he taught it, which, of course, was what led to last week. What's interesting is that we didn't talk about what that was. And I was amazed as I sat and listened to him go over this whole concept of kingdom. That is the thing that was on my mind and on my heart for both the Exodus study and for, of course, the study in the book of Romans, is that we have got to come to terms with the fact that we are not of this world, whether that be America or Israel or any other country. We, our citizenship, we're clearly taught in the New Testament, is where? It's in heaven. We are simply aliens. We are passing through this world. This world cannot keep us. It can beat us down, but it cannot stop us. Just as Paul said, whenever things get worse for us, then that's when God's strength elevates us. And so this idea of God's kingdom versus, in other words, the kingdom of light versus the kingdom of darkness, we're seeing those lines being drawn and becoming more and more clear as the days go. And now that's not just in America with our political system and all that stuff. Like we talked about last week, who cares? It's not going to change anything. I'm a member of God's family, and I'm a priest within the kingdom of God, just like you are, and that is where my focus needs to be. Now, I still am an American. I'm not saying that. We need to understand that as well. But let's not lose sight of that, which is important. And I think it's interesting that when Jesus, in that 24th chapter of Matthew there, actually, and also in Mark 13 and Luke 21 and 22, when he was doing his, what we call the Olivet Discourse, and he was talking about this period of time that is rapidly coming on the earth, one of the things he said in there, which to me, I have read so many commentators, and nobody can come to agreement or terms with what it means by kingdom will rise against kingdom. Because we don't live in a day where there's kingdoms anymore. But the more that I go and the more that I study Scripture, it's become an evident to me that the two kingdoms that Jesus is talking about there are the kingdom of light, his kingdom, and the kingdom of darkness. That's what's happening. And the closer we go, like I said, the separation is becoming more and more evident. And those of the kingdom of darkness continue to look away from God and to look away from his word and to find everything they can possibly think of to substitute for God because, again, like we talked about Sunday, they just cannot or will not, I should say, come to terms with who God is, which is Paul's point in Romans. So it's important for us, which is why I went to this study in the book of Exodus for our Wednesday night, is to understand that. Now, this is Old Testament. This is the covenant of law, not the covenant of grace. I understand that. But the point is that what we're looking at is that when God calls his people out of captivity and he leads them, he always gives them what they need to be the people that he expects them to be. And that's sort of the approach that we've been taking as we've looked at Moses and so on and so forth. So here we go. Remember now, the book of Exodus is literally the book of redemption. This is God redeeming back that which belongs to him. In other words, paying the price to bring it back to himself. That's what redemption means, to be bought for a price. For the Jews, that was to be bought and paid for and brought out of captivity in Egypt. For you and I, that is bought and paid for by the precious blood of the Lamb and set free from the kingdom of our enemy, the accuser and the deceiver of our souls, of course, the enemy. But Exodus is where this whole concept of redemption really comes into play. All right? And remember, I say this so many times because it's so important to understand. Remember, when Paul is dealing